Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lisa, and today's episode is kind of personal, but super real. We're talking about 5 lessons I've learned before even turning 15. And honestly, these lessons are ones I wish I knew sooner. Maybe some will hit home for you too, so let's get into it. Lesson 1. Not everyone's gonna like you, and that's okay. Okay, this one took me a while to get. When you're younger, it feels like everyone has to like you, or like you're doing something wrong. Like, if someone doesn't talk to you or is rude, you start asking, "What did I do?" But here's the truth. You can be the kindest, funniest, and most genuine person ever, and still, someone won't vibe with you. And that's not your problem. You don't need to waste energy trying to impress people who've already decided not to see your worth. Focus on being you, and the right people will find you. Deep, right? Lesson 2. Procrastination isn't real fun. It's stress waiting in disguise. Let's be honest. Waiting until the last minute feels good at first. You're like, I'll just chill now and get serious later. But then later comes, and you're panicking at 11 p.m. trying to write an essay you had 2 weeks to do, cramming it in. Been there, done that, many times. Now, I try to ask myself, will I be proud of myself if I do this later? Usually, the answer is yes. Even starting small helps. Procrastination doesn't save time. It steals it. And I know it's harder said than done, but take it from me. Lesson 3. Real friends want you to win. This one is a little deep. I've had friends who were cool when things were average, but as soon as I started doing well, like getting a good grade or being happy or even excited about something, they'd act distant or weird. And I realized something. A real friend celebrates your wins. They don't go compete with you and make you feel guilty for your success. Real friendship is supportive, not shady. If someone makes you feel like you have to shrink to keep them close, maybe it's time to let them go. True friends should always be happy for you and supportive. Lesson 4. Saying no is actually a form of self-respect. We're taught to be nice, and yes, being kind matters. But sometimes, we confuse being nice with never setting boundaries. Take it from a people pleaser. Ugh. Like saying yes to something just because we don't want to hurt someone's feelings, even if it stresses us out. Saying no doesn't make you rude. It means you're protecting your time, energy, and mental health. You're allowed to say no to plans, drama, or even friendships that drain you. Respect yourself enough to choose what's right for you. I know you can. And finally, lesson 5. Nobody has it all figured out, not even adults. This one gave me peace. For the longest time, I thought grown-ups had everything together. But the truth is, most people are just figuring things out as they go. Adults mess up. Teenagers feel lost. It's normal. Take it from a teenager. You don't need to have your whole future mapped out at 14. Try things, fail at things, learn, grow. Life isn't a straight line. It's messy, confusing, but an awesome process, even with the ups and downs. So, yeah, those are the 5 biggest lessons I've learned so far, and I know I've still got a lot to learn. But if even one of these hits home for you, I hope it makes your path a little easier. I'd love to hear what your life lessons are. Comment them whenever you're listening. Thanks for spending time with me on Real Talk Radio. Until next time, stay real and keep learning. Bye!